But I've already paid that. God, in the second, in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, in the book, not Levi. It's in the Old Testament. This happened to me. Old men will have dreams and young men will have visions.
Yeah, you're talking about Joel 2.
And I've had them both. And I don't drink alcohol, I don't do drugs, but I noticed something. Native Americans believed that long before a Bible came to these shores.
Yeah.
And they had the same thing.
Yeah. Are you Native American? You
know, I am the descendant of Crazy Horse.
Okay, one thing you want to watch out for is, and I know all the American Indians have different cultures, but Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." And when we follow him, we conform to his doctrine, his truth, his ways. As I travel and I meet a lot of different American Indians, I've noticed that a lot of the cultural ways of the Indians are very closely tied to New Ageism and pantheonism.
What's that?
And pantheonism, well, New Ageism is like almost the worship of the earth type of thing, where the earth is alive. Pantheism says God's in everything. So God's in that garbage can, he's in that tree, he's in that bush over there, he's in that rock, and that's not really true. God is not in everything. That's pantheism. God is over and around and present among everything, but he's not in it. So what I would just caution you is much of the American Indian culture is built on things that are not of God's word.
Well, not all of them believe
that. I understand it. That's why I said many of them.
We didn't believe that. They said, "You're worshiping the sun." I said, "No, we're not. We call him Wonka Tonka." In English, that means Grandfather, Great Spirit in English.
Yeah. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to
Jesus is one of the 12 tribes.
No. Hold on.
Israel.
No. Who is Jesus to the American Indians? Maybe you could explain it to me, because I've asked several men.
He's Wonka Tonka. See? In this, I finished this class, and he said, "Do you realize what that is?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "How many do you see?" I see 12. Jesus was a member of the Judea tribe, or the 12 tribes of Israel.
Do the American Indians think they're one of the 12 tribes of Judah, of Israel?
Probably.
They do, yeah. See, I don't think that's true.
I can't disprove it.
Yeah, it's not true, because those 12 tribes were in Israel.
But see,
Long before.
My grandfather, Crazy Horse, had visions and dreams, and I went to an elder and I said, "Are there any sun dancers like us, which were we're categorized as traditionalists?" I said, "But are there any ghost dancers?" And he goes, "Ron, you have to go ask someone who's older than me, because the people who pass away, that goes with them."
Yeah, right. If they don't pass things down, yeah. And I guess that's what I would warn you about. You mentioned Joel 2. A lot of people talk about Joel 2, but if you read the context of that, and I have a teaching on my website, if you read the context of Joel 2, where young men will dream dreams, old men will have visions.
I've had them both.
Yeah, hold on. If you read the context of that, that actually happens in the end times at the Lord's second coming. Read it.
It could be.
That's when it actually happens.
We will all be changed first in Christ.
That's at his coming.
And then we will be changed in the blink of an eye.
There isn't dreams and visions now today. It's coming.
Them.
Well, test them against the word of God. I would challenge that.
In fact, I have witnesses.
Yeah, I would challenge that.
I would never challenge that.
Because the enemy can do things too.
When I split in the Old Testament, Jacob wrestled with an angel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What is your name?" And the angel wouldn't answer him, and he dislocated Jacob's hip, and he said, "Today you will no longer be called Jacob. Today you shall be called Israel."
Yep.
My Lord Savior changed my name. He said, "You will no longer be called."
Yeah.
You know what he named me? Today you shall be named after your uncle, Rolling Thunder.
Mm.
Not Crazy Horse, because my mother said, "You're not a war hero. Your grandfather was a war hero.
Yeah.
You're not a war hero."
Yeah.
Crazy Horse is a war hero.
Who do the Indians, I know they're all different. Who do they say Satan is? Is there a Satan?
They call him, you have a choice. You can feed two people. They're not people, they're dogs. They're wolves.
Yeah, I've heard that. Wolves. Yeah, and good and a bad.
Colors.
Spirit, dark and evil, yeah.
And my mother named me Rolling Thunder. Ronald Lee Rolling Thunder Bernhardt. That's German.
Yeah. So So
when you say yeah, that means you're not listening.
No.
Because when people talk like that, I can hear the language. Go, well, yeah, but no, what it means.
Well, I want
is,
to talk about God and theology. I want to talk.
No,
about,
what it means is Rolling Thunder was translated from Sioux language. I don't speak Sioux language, but I can sing Sioux language. And the other day, a woman who I'm a singer with and I met, she went out. We went out to a truck to smoke some herb, and she said,
"I see
something.
Your shirt. You guys smoke pot?"
Oh yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why not? We've been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah, no, but Bible stuff, if you claim the Great Spirit and His Word, you guys believe the Bible is the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation?
I believe it.
Okay, so the Bible says we're to be sober-minded.
I'm sober.
But when you smoke pot, you're not in your sober mind that God gave you. You're in an altered state. That's not of God.
That's BS.
That's not of God.
That's BS.
Yeah.
My people have been smoking marijuana and doing
you know, the Bible warns
mescaline. For thousands of years, and finally, in this country, in 1978, Congress passed the Native American Freedom of Religion Act, which means they can't arrest us, they can't persecute us, they can't kill us in the name of Jesus, because the churches did that.
Right. What I would say to you is
even
this.
Even my church did that. I'm the only, I am the only Native American in my church. I said, my mother and father raised me here. When I did the history of my church, I go, my church was the worst persecutor of Native Americans in what's now called Montana.
Yeah.
They killed us in the name of my Lord.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of atrocities done. I understand that. It's terrible. What I would challenge you, though, is if you believe that Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God, forget all the Indian folklore. Read the Word of God. Hold on.
Never forget the Indian folklore.
Read the Word of God, and you'll see that smoking dope and being in an altered state is not of God and light. It's of the enemy and darkness. And go much deeper than all this folklore, because you're going to be judged by. Okay, you're going to be judged by God's holy word, not Indian folklore.
Like I said, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
It will, but if you live in sin, I got to go down the road. If you live in sin, though, you're going to be judged. And drugs. The Bible warns about drugs and pharmakia
illicit
in the last
drugs,
days.
These are not illicit.
Yeah, they're illicit as much as alcohol
not. The
and
white
any other
man
drug.
Said they're illicit. Native
the
American,
Bible does. The
they're
Bible does.
Illicit. We've been smoking it for thousands of years.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make it
and
right,
I've
though.
And I've never had ill effect from it.
Yeah, that doesn't make it right, though. It takes you out of your sound mind. Test yourself to the Word of God.
That doesn't. In fact, everybody in my church knows what I do.
The Bible says you must be born again, repent, and obey the gospel.
It also says you have to be clean shaven, too.
No, the Bible doesn't say that at all.
Don't be scared to get close to that razor.
No, the Bible doesn't say that at all. Watch yourself. The Bible doesn't say that.
And I don't cut my hair because the Native Americans love the Great Spirit. They wouldn't cut their hair.
The Bible actually says it's a shame if a man has long hair in 1 Corinthians 11.
No, it says, you know why Native Americans didn't cut their hair? Out of the love for God.
Yeah. You read the Bible and you repent and follow it. You got my card. Lots of teachings. God be praised.